Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Well, ready or not, we are here. Thank you so much, and a good Saturday morning. Happy weekend to you. Last-minute headphones, Tiger. I forget about that as well, because you're doing so much else to get us ready, Facebook Live, and so much other things that you do. So many other things that you do. Help me with my grammar.
So many other things.
So yeah. We are here locked and ready to go. John is here. Tiger's here. I'm Brian Main. Welcome. Hope you had a good week. We'd love to hear from your Facebook Live audience. Thank you for tuning in. Questions, comments right there on Facebook, probably the easiest because we monitor those throughout the entire 2 hours. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. You don't have your computer.
No computer today.
You get your...
So we're going to do it old school. You can either...
Oh, boy. I forgot about
Say that. Pony give... Express it.
No, give us a phone call.
And that number is 855-424-9825 if you're not watching us on Facebook Live, because Facebook Live, it's easy.
You and Tiger can see those.
Yeah, we can see those. Yeah,
so I've got an easy show today. I don't have much work to do.
Well, we're going to really prove how smart John is.
Yeah, right?
When people ask questions, they think he just knows this off the top of his head. But
I normally do.
You do, but you do use the computer now and then. It's okay.
Remember the story I told you about Albert Einstein when somebody asked him his phone number?
He said, why should I remember useless things that I can look up?
Yeah, he opened up a book, and he read it off to him, and they go, you don't even know your own phone number. And his thing was, you know, I don't clutter my mind with things that can easily be looked up.
You have your phone.
Yeah, but I only have one bar in here.
I see. So
he doesn't know how to use that.
So this is like that show Naked and Afraid.
Not afraid.
Please don't be naked.
You can just be afraid. So welcome one and all. Thank you, Facebook viewers. Thank you, those listening to us in San Diego on AM 1240. And those in Southern California, this replay is heard every Saturday, 2 p.m. on AM 740. So you know, many ways to hear from us. Also the podcast, too. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say that in Southern California, up into Northern California, and then all through the southern states, you know, spring has been here. All kinds of things are blooming. And they're just starting to thaw out in the Midwest and the Northeast.
You think this is the final thaw?
I think so. I think that people can smell spring on the way. I got an email from somebody who had purchased tomatoes on Garden America on our website. God, I forgot where I was for a second. So he said, you know, I've been shivering all winter. And he said, next week I'm ready to plant tomatoes. The weather's warmed up.
What state was this?
That was Maryland.
Maryland. Okay. Yeah, makes sense.
So, and Maryland's a little bit warmer than, like, Connecticut and places like that. So I think everybody all over the country's just had enough winter. It's time to plant.
I agree. I think that, you know, people, it's been wearing on them this season. I don't know why, huh?
Well, I think it's because we've been fooled by the weather. Even in California, we had January in the first 2 weeks of February, temperatures in the 80s and 90s, yeah, and even near 100 a couple times, and then it got cold and rainy.
Right. Yep.
And you know, once your body is going in that direction, it's just like plants. You know, it's spring's here, summer's here, it's time to grow.
You know, one thing unusual about us compared to, like, say, Maryland and those colder states, which we can pretty much agree that that's their last thaw, even though it's warm here, we could see another couple of months of cold temperatures. Nothing like they experience, but we're not out of the woods yet. It's still going to be a little cool.
Yeah, we don't have to worry about freezing anymore, but I was looking, it's I think it's Wednesday and Thursday next week. The high is going to be in the 50s.
See? There you go.
And right now they're projecting rain for those 2 days.
Right.
Usually we don't get it, but it's a possibility, and it will be cool.
So it's just up and down here in Southern California in that regard.
And it's the end of our shipping season pretty soon. We only have 3 more weeks that we're shipping plants and we're done. By the way, I've got to say that the carnations that we're shipping now look absolutely beautiful.
Are they a very popular item?
Yeah, that and the yellow geranium have been really popular. And we've got that digiplexus, which is the cross between the isoplexus and the digitalis. One plant's native to the Canary Islands. That's the isoplexus, and it's a relative of the foxglove.
That's funny. I pulled my digiplexus last week, and it's going to take a long time to heal.
Well, the nice thing about crossing that with a foxglove, which is a biennial, you now have like a perennial foxglove that blooms all summer. Really, really nice plant. And the carnations are just so well-behaved. I mean, you know, we've talked for years about how people don't grow carnations because you need strings and they flop all over the place. But here you've got these little dwarf pot carnations that do great in a 6-inch pot. And in our really hardy perennials, I mean, you can grow them all the way up into Canada and they come back year after year and repeat bloomers. So we've got those in 5 different colors, 5 different varieties. And then, of course, we've got the Mighty Matos, Mighty Veggies, Cosmic Kale.
Hey, the website's back up. Why don't you tell that little story?
I don't know what happened, but our website crashed from all the orders.
There you go. That's a good reason.
Too much traffic. We had 4 orders instead of 5 yesterday. So we got it back up. No, just kidding. I don't know what happened, but our tech guys are really good. We informed them that we were down. And I did get a few emails from people who said, you know, trying to get into your website.
Okay.
Can't do it.
But we tested it this morning and we're good to go.
Yeah, it's up now and you can place your orders. Some people said that they wanted to add to their orders and you can go in and do that. Or you can send me a note. The only problem is that Monday is our biggest shipping day of the year so far. And we're all set to do that. So if you do get an order in today, I can't promise that we're going
to
ship it. But
not be able to.
We'll try.
Do our best.
We always try.
Well, the point is, get your order in.
Yeah.
Hey, so we have one question, then we have to get quote of the week.
That's right.
Oh, go ahead. One of you guys can read that.
I got it. But should we answer the question first?
Sure.
We have a listener on Facebook Live that says...
Is that Michael?
They have a Japanese maple that was covered by a mature oak. So it was shaded by a mature oak, but they've had to take down that mature oak, and now this Japanese maple is fully exposed. And I don't see where he is, but he was asking, should they paint it like they would a walnut, you know, to keep it from getting sunburned, because the bark is already starting to separate from the tree. And if the bark is already starting to separate from the tree, it's a little
too late.
But whatever you can do to shade it and protect it to kind of help it through this process, you know, you can do your best to have it come back. I don't know if painting it would be the best thing to do at this point in time.
You know, it depends how big the tree is, because if it's not too big and you could set up some shade cloth over the top of it.
I was going to say like a umbrella, large umbrella,
right,
a small guy.
Just keep it through the fall. And you were right. It depends where you are. If you're in a hot climate, you definitely have to do something.
Yeah, Michael, let us know where you are just so we can get a better idea of your situation.
If the cooler conditions you're in, the more coastal conditions, the better
off you're going to be.
Or the further north, the better off you're going to be.
So this is just like sudden exposure to the sun after all those years.
Well, Tiger's right. From the East Coast, Southern California, you're going to get burnt.
Yeah, once you see the bark separating, it's almost like saying, I just got a sunburn. Is it all right if I put on some sun protectant? You know, yeah, it's just too late.
After the fact.
After you got the sunburn.
Yeah. Quote of the week. The unmulched garden looks to me like some naked thing, which for one reason or another would be better off with a few clothes on.
Some
Ruth
naked
Stout.
Thing.
Yeah.
Ruth Stout's a garden writer with a... She's kind of witty.
I'm like, some naked... What are you, some naked thing?
This quote reminds me of that naked cat. You know, that cat that doesn't have any fur. And it just looks awkward.
Like something's wrong.
Yeah, and I agree with her. You know, for instance, up on the top, my beds down below are all mulched. But up on the top, I have some rose beds that it's just dirt in the roses. And every time I walk by, I think, wow, if I just put some mulch down here, it looks so much better.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can keep walking by and thinking that to yourself.
I mean, the roses are growing fine.
No, but it looks...
Yeah, it looks like they need something.
You want to help?
Put a little clothes on.
Yeah.
Put some clothes on. I like naked, some naked thing.
Yeah.
That's a great quote.
I'm a big fan of the gorilla hair mulch right now, the shredded red.
I kind of like that, too. I don't know where to get it, though. Where do you get it?
Oh, you buy it in bulk from Southwest Boulder and Stone.
What's it called? Gorilla what?
Well, the nickname is Gorilla Hair, but it's shredded redwood. And so it's a fibrous mulch, not a bark nugget.
So it kind of you can pull it apart?
Exactly. I like it a lot better.
Okay, break time. Noah, our guest, is standing by. We're going to be doing that as far as chit-chatting with Noah after the break. It is 60 minutes after the hour. And continue your questions on Facebook Live. We'll get to those quickly. You cannot email John this morning, but you can call us at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement Stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for Soil and Turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite slow-release nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a slow and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for over 90 years. Milorganite for better results. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Okay, 21 minutes after the hour, before we go to our guest, Tiger, we got a little more information from Michael about his tree and his situation. Looks like it's a pretty full-grown, mature tree, Chico, California. All the things that are kind of against helping him to see better days, maybe?
You know, the good news is he's not in Death Valley. The bad news is he's in the second worst place.
But, I mean, you know, I'm an optimistic gardener. So
yeah,
I always like to say that there's at least some hope. But
it definitely has to be covered, though, during the summer.
You know, if he can create some kind of structure over it, through to get him through the next few months.
And
that'll...
if worse comes to worse, even if you threw a piece of shade cloth over the top of it, just for the summer.
Yeah.
Next, so there you go,
next
Michael.
Next year it'll be fine.
Right? Is there any fertilizing that we would recommend right now? I mean, I know potash sometimes help with the stress of certain things, but...
I usually don't recommend fertilizing anything that's under stress.
Under stress.
Because that'll stress it even more?
Yeah. The problem with Chico is that Chico, by the way, is known as the city of trees. Because they've planted a ton of trees up there, but it gets so hot in the summertime.
And it's hot and cold up in Chico. Extreme temperatures.
Right. And the cold is fine for the Japanese maples. That doesn't bother them at all. But the heat, you know, just it gets to them. Especially the one thing that you might do, Michael, if you have an alkaline soil, that's really bad for Japanese maple. So if you throw cottonseed meal around the base of it, that'll work as a fertilizer like Tiger was mentioning, but it's not going to stress the tree out. The plant can just use it as it needs it, and it will acidify the soil. So maybe a little bit of cottonseed meal and keep it moist during the summer.
Yeah.
And then cross your fingers.
Yep.
Okay, we'll take more of your questions on Facebook Live, also 855-424-9825. But now we're going to talk food and other delights. Tiger, with our guest, Noah. What's Noah's last name?
Tafola.
Tafola, okay.
Yeah, so this morning we're chatting with Noah Tafola, who is a local, I'm going to say celebrity here in San Diego, that has covered quite a few different topics, places all through the county. He's a native that has explored our region to its fullest to find hidden gems within our community, whether it's a restaurant or just a location. And it's going to be really exciting to chat with him because over the years, he's been involved with these projects. He's also seen changes happen in the restaurant industry, food industry,
right,
and San Diego being what it is with our beers and our restaurants. And also our micro farms has changed in a lot of ways, too. So I'm going to get an insight on what he's seen throughout his career and exploring San Diego. Noah, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Excellent.
Yeah, we're doing great. We're doing excellent. Noah, tell us a little bit about yourself to begin with and your background.
So, like you said, you covered it pretty well. I've been in San Diego my whole life, and my grandparents came in the 40s, and we never left. I live in a little neighborhood by the beach called Ocean Beach, land of hippies and bikers, right? Nothing's changed since the 70s. And and today I do a couple of shows. Like you said, Wonderland is one of them. It's about the neighborhoods of San Diego. And the other one's Dining Out with Noah, where I go check out the local restaurant scene.
And you've been involved with these shows for many years. How many years have you been doing kind of these TV shows? Because I think I met you 4 or 5 years ago when you were doing this.
Yeah, so I've been doing it about 12 years, and I did an episode through Wonderland when I was talking about neighborhoods of everything turning 100 in San Diego. So let's see, how old is Mission Hills Nursery? It's like 105,
yeah, well,
7, something like that?
Yeah, we're going 108 this year.
Yeah, so we covered you when you guys turned 100. So it's been 8 years now.
Right? Wow.
yeah, so it's fun. I love it. I go around town and... And like you said, just try to find gems and, you know, different things that are going on. And there's so much to see and do and learn. It's awesome. I love it.
And, Noah, when you've been doing this, you've found some little pockets and some little gems, as you said. There's been a lot of changes over the years. I mean, OB is an area that, even though it hasn't changed too much,
no, I can attest to that. Not at all.
It has changed a little bit. And, you know, what do you kind of see happening throughout our region with the different restaurants and sorts around town?
Well, you know what's funny is if I back up, like when I first started doing the show and I started doing the Dining Out show, everybody's talking about, you know, food and different things. And then it was real hot about, you know, farm to table. And I was like, what is farm to table? It just sounds like a marketing ploy, you know, but really it was legit. It was like people that were bringing, you know, straight up organic food right off the farm, bringing it to the restaurant and making these wonderful plates of food. And then when I was kind of finding out, like, where's this food coming from? People's backyards. And there was, it led me to this one place up in Rancho Santa Fe, which is called Chino Farms. Mm-hmm. And so I go up there and I explore Chino Farms. Are you familiar with it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Amazing story about a family that, you know, was interned back during World War II. They, you know, the U.S. took their land from them. And then when that whole mess got figured out, and they, you know, legitimized these people and said, yeah, this is wrong. They said, okay, you can go to this part and we'll give you this land back over here because nobody wants this land over here. And it happened to be 56 acres right in the heart of Rancho Santa Fe, you know, and they resumed farming. And then, so when I found out about them, here it is, you know, so many years later, the kids have since taken over. And, you know, when you think about farming, you think maybe uneducated, you know, Midwest, and so much has changed, and all of that is nonsense. I go to this farm, and like all the kids that are running the farm, they're all Berkeley grads, Stanford grads, and instead of going into the business world, they're like, we are farmers, and they, you know, continue with Chino Farms, and it's the most amazing, like, you know, high quality produce you could ever have. And you go there, and like all these restaurants from all over San Diego, all these top chefs that are literally in their chef outfits are there getting food for the day and all this produce. And so it was just amazing for me. I thought, wow, this is legit, like serious.
So the farming industry is somewhat healthy compared to what we've heard over the past 30 years or so, Noah?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, wow. Well, in San Diego, I mean, there's so many, since I found Chino Farms, there's so many farms like that have popped up because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants organic. Everybody wants fresh. Now, I don't want a bunch of junk in my food. And I don't want to say, you know, millennials, but it is the millennial age, I believe, that's like pushing this legit food, if you will.
And well, that's good. I absolutely.
And I think that the other thing is you probably met these chefs that are not just being stagnant. They're truly pushing the envelope as far as what they're cooking.
And they're recreating everything they've been doing.
Right, exactly. So when we get back from the break, we're going to chat a little bit more with Noah and what else is going on here.
Yeah, we are
San
talking
Diego.
Food. I know Kathy on Facebook says, yay, food talk, and a lot of other people excited about that as well. So if you have any questions for Noah or one of us, you can post it right there on Facebook. We'll get to your question immediately. You can also call us at 855-424-9825. Coming right back with Noah. Saturday morning, hear your friends on Garden America.
BizTalk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit BizTV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. BizTV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of BizTalk Discovery, email us at discovery@biztv.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart
and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Right back here on your Saturday morning, it is Garden America, Brian Main, John Bignasco, Tiger Palafox. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. John has no computer this week, so that email is not going to do you any good. And continue those questions and comments right there on Facebook Live as we watch. And more talk, food talk, farming talk with Noah, Tiger.
Yeah, so before the break we were talking, Noah was mentioning on how a lot of the restaurants locally were pushing the envelope when it comes to food nowadays because of local farms and a trend that's moving to buying fresh, seeing what's new. One of the things I notice, and John will attest to this, is that people are looking for the new fruit or vegetable as well. That, you know, they almost make their dish surrounded around one variety. You know, so for instance, maybe they purple carrots. Yeah. You know, they're different than orange carrots.
Kind of like Alice Waters does up at Chez Panisse. That just whatever is in season and looks really good.
Neat. Yeah.
And is different. But I noticed a trend, and maybe Noah, you have too, is the chefs. Of course, they want the best tasting food now, but they're also looking for vegetables that have a different appearance, a really good appearance. You know, maybe a striped tomato or, like Tiger said, a purple carrot or different colored beets. So along with the flavor, they want it to be visually appealing.
Did we lose Noah?
You there?
Go ahead, Noah. Go ahead, buddy.
I got you. So and that's completely true. It's more of a visual that it kind of starts there, right? That looks something like I want to eat. And it's even going into drinks. Like the other night, I was at this place and they made me a blood orange, some cocktail. And it was really, I'd never seen a blood orange. I'm like, what's a blood orange? And he showed me, and the meat in this orange is red. And I was like, that's cool, you know?
Now, Noah, tell us about a few of the places or things you've seen specifically here that kind of has inspired you.
Well, what's great is when you come across a place, like, for instance, I just did an episode on a little burger joint down here in Ocean Beach. It's actually between OB and Point Loma, and it's called Royale. And it's a young couple and in their 30s. And they're like, we want to do the traditional burger joint, but we want to kind of kick it up. And we have a family farm. They have a family farm up in just kind of east of, I guess it's like Valley Center, if you will. And they have a full-on farm, everything from avocados to, you know, their lettuces, everything. And they bring like 90% of their products they use off of their family farm. And they've kind of mixed this, and they have this business, and they also do, you know, drinks. That was the place I was talking about. They do drinks, and they infused all of their fruits, passion fruits they have on this farm, and so they make drinks out of this passion fruit, and it's just an amazing business. And I'm like, man, that is cool. They've taken their passion of farming and put it into this restaurant, and it really shows. You know, and it's sure everything's a little more expensive than your typical burger joint, but it's worth it. And I think people are willing to go that extra to get something quality like they're giving.
Well, I think that you also touch on a concept that isn't lost on our generation at this moment, that the in season, the good grown products have a different flavor than the classic, you know, mass produced products out there. And you can taste that when you have a restaurant or, you know, chef or someone that's using products in season and with good, you know, with a good background in farming, because, you know, I don't know, you go to Europe and the chefs all shop the farmers markets because that's the best tasting produce.
We've seen that
in
Europe,
you know, that's the thing. And, you know, here, you know, there's wonderful food distributors. I mean, Specialty Produce is a local company that distributes wonderful produce. But, you know, when you're buying your produce from a giant chain and they're just getting you red tomato, when you get that tomato, it's very watery. It looks like a tomato. It doesn't taste like a tomato. And so I think that's what we're noticing nowadays in our restaurants is that, you know, as connoisseurs of food, we are learning that, oh, look at this is in season, this is out of season, this is why you don't see this on the menu now, and this is what you're going to see on the menu in the future. It's pretty neat to be able to do that.
You know, Noah, when you mentioned a hamburger place in Ocean Beach, you know the first place that came to my mind?
Hodad.
See, he knew.
Everybody, Hodad.
Yeah. He knew exactly.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You know, what's funny, Tiger, what you were saying is I think anybody that has ever tried to grow something can appreciate a good piece of whatever it is that you're eating or that you're seeing. I'm 50 years old. When I was about nine years old, my grandmother had this avocado tree in her yard, and it wasn't a mature avocado tree. It was like, you know, maybe 10, 12 feet tall, maybe, you know, 8 feet wide. But that thing, as it went on, it never got avocados. And we would laugh because she's like, that's my avocado tree. Don't mess with my avocado tree when I mow the lawn, you know. And then one day she said, here's what we're going to do, Noah. I want you to – so I had to climb up on top of the roof of the garage, and she had me cut off a piece. It was about a two-inch branch. Cut off the branch. She had another branch that she had gotten from her friend. And then so she had me graft this. I had no idea what I was doing. You know,
I love
down this. The middle, right? Split it like a fork, put that piece in, wrench, you know, the general on the ground telling me what to do. And I, you know, I'm just doing whatever she says, and I wrap it. And lo and behold, that avocado tree got avocados. And it was amazing. Great avocados. And as you try to grow, you know, lettuce or tomatoes, like you said, it's not easy. So when you do have a good meal with something that's homegrown, man, you really appreciate it.
You know, what a coincidence. We have a question from Gene from California, Noah, and he's asking, when is the best time to graft an avocado tree? Speaking of that, it just came in.
When you're 9 years old.
Yeah, when you're 9 years old and your grandmother is telling you what to do.
Yeah, the question just came in.
Oh, that's funny. What would be the best time, John? Would it be fall?
Well, you can do it when the juices are flowing. You can do it this time of year, all the way through fall.
Okay.
Okay, so there's your answer, Gene. Very, very timely question.
So just as long as it's not dormant. So that would be the...
You know, you might even be able to do it in the winter. It's just going to sit there.
Yeah, take longer.
When I bud roses, if I bud them in, say, November, December, which is similar to grafting, when I bud roses, they'll just sit there all the way until like March, April, and they don't do anything. But if I'm budding them this time of year, within 2 or 3 weeks, I'm getting growth.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's a funny story. No,
that's great, huh?
That's awesome. I love that your grandma's down there kind of instructing you on what to do, and you're up there. Just
has no idea what he's doing, just doing it.
Yeah, exactly. That's fun.
Right. Do what grandma says.
Hey, so Noah, how can people find out more information about what you're working on, projects that you're pursuing at this moment, and kind of get in touch with you if they were ever looking to kind of find out more info?
Sure. You can go to my website, of course. It's Wonderland SD for San Diego, wonderlandsd.com. And then there's a link for both shows, Dining Out Show and the Wonderland Show. And I got an email address on there you can click on, and even has my phone number. If you ever need a question or anything about San Diego, give me a call. But it's fun. My show's on Cox Channel 4. Not everybody gets that. It goes all the way up to Santa Barbara and into Arizona and throughout Orange County. But it's fun.
And I think on the website also there's video clips from some of the spots that you go as well that people can watch and kind of find out more information about those particular spots that you visited, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Noah. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. Great info. Keep doing what you're doing. We look forward to seeing what else you find and, you know, keeping us informed on what's going on in the industry and what's happening. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
Take care.
We have an interesting comment on Facebook.
The iPhone one?
He says, I'm watching you on my iPhone. How can I make this stop?
Is that a good one or bad?
I don't know. Like, I can't get you off my iPhone?
Yeah.
I'm watching your show via Facebook on my iPhone. I don't know what he wants to have stopped.
You know what happens, I think, sometimes is when you click on a watch live video.
You can't get rid of it.
It puts it off to the side. So you can continue watching it while you're doing other things. And so you have to take that video shot and kind of swipe it off your screen. And then it'll turn it off.
Or like the engineers around here from the IT department say, just turn it off and turn it back on again. Reset it. It'll go away.
We've tried to do that with John many times.
Hey, that's good. Thank you for watching on your iPhone or however you're watching us on Facebook Live. And do want to remind you once again about our special Garden America podcast, where we pick one topic for about 20, 30 minutes. We talk about that topic only. And we'll talk more about how you can watch, or I should say hear, our podcast as we continue on this Saturday morning. No, you can watch us on Facebook, but not the podcast. That's something you listen to. Okay, 855-424-9825, or post your questions and comments right there on Facebook Live. Brian Main, John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox, 45 minutes after the
hour. Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Battling bugs inside and out? Then it's time to get more from Bayer Advanced and Lowe's Home Improvement stores. Now you can buy Bayer Advanced Complete Brand Insect Killer for soil and turf and get a free bottle of Bayer Advanced Home Pest Plus Germ Killer, a $9 value. Complete works outside on your lawn, eliminating surface insects, including mosquitoes, in 24 hours and soil insects for up to 3 months, while Home Pest Plus Germ Killer handles the bugs inside your home. Lowe's and Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or John at gardenamerica.com.
Noticing a lot of people joining our Facebook Live. Thank you for tuning in and watching, and those listening to us via streaming or your local radio market. Thank you so much. 855-424-9825. That's the number to call. Or Facebook Live, which has been very active. You can also post your questions, your comments right there. Do want to mention our podcast, though. Last week we did one on roses, and next week John will have the link in our newsletter, so you can click the link, go right to the podcast. And again, the latest one is on roses. You can also download the iHeartRadio app and just look for Garden America for the podcast, which are there. Also, like I say, podcasts that have been there and also future podcasts.
You should do that anyway, right? Have the iHeartRadio app on your phone.
Yeah, because then you can create your own radio station. You can pick your favorite music. It'll get to know what kind of songs you like, and it'll customize your station. So you're winning both ways with the Garden America and also your favorite music, too. So, again, those podcasts are being uploaded as we speak. And next week I think we're going to be doing one on vegetables. Is that what we decided, guys?
Yep.
Vegetables. So the good thing about the podcast is it's about a half hour, and it's one topic only, which we dive deep and get real detailed.
Spring vegetables, right?
Spring vegetables, that's right. So let's take a look at some Facebook questions and comments. Tiger, what's going on?
So we'll start off first with a question, and it was from Mike, who asked, is it possible to graft different colored stalk onto a plumeria plant? And so, yes, it's completely acceptable to be able to plant or graft.
Not only that, I think it's a great idea.
It's a good idea.
Well, it'll make a bush that's multicolored, and they bloom different times.
Well, plumeria get to be pretty big, too, right?
Yeah.
So if you don't have room for a lot of trees, just one tree with a bunch of different colors on it would be awesome.
And then not only that, you're going to have ones with fragrance, ones that don't.
Right.
And, you know, some bloom early and some bloom late. So you can kind of have a plant that's always having something going on it. So I did load up some videos on there, Mike, on our Facebook feed that show how to graft a plumeria. So that way you can find out more information. But it's a pretty simple process compared to other things that graft, because plumerias are very vigorous growers that root really easily, and
they can take a lot of abuse.
They can. And so therefore the grafting process on a plumeria is much more simple than some of the other plants out there.
Yeah, because they're almost succulent in nature, they don't dry out as other grafting pieces would if you were putting them together. So,
So good question, Mike.
Yeah, that's a great question. Do you know, I have some plumeria that I paid as much as $80 for just a unrooted cutting. Some really cool varieties out there.
Wow.
A lot of
a
lot of striped flowers, a lot of variegated leaves.
Was it eventually worth the money? Did it perform the way you wanted?
Oh, yeah, it did. But, you know, I don't have any room at my house. So right now they're in containers at the back of my property being overgrown with weeds.
That's nice. Hey, so Rick also posted something on community gardening, and we've got a couple of people that are chiming in on that as well.
Yeah, so, you know, he had mentioned that.
Oh, let me just mention quickly on plumeria that there's a website called Brian's Botanicals.
I'm very proud of that website, John.
It's not yours.
Thank you.
And
thank
it's B-R-I-A-N.
Oh, it's not me.
Not you. But Brian's Botanicals, and they've got a ton of really cool plumeria if you want to order some different varieties.
So Rick was mentioning on the idea of what we were talking with Noah about on local food sourcing and how he feels that communities and community planning should also consider that whenever they're doing their community planning, that they should leave space for gardens. And so therefore gardens can then feed the communities that they're in.
Sure.
And it's a great concept, especially nowadays we're moving into a future of gardening, as Noah also hinted, that farmers aren't just, they got handed down from grandparents and now they're farming kind of a thing. We're talking, you know, university graduates that have been dealing with technology and apps and mechanization when it comes to farming and growing things, that nowadays you can take an acre of farmland and you can turn it into four just by going vertical, by the way that you grow things. And so we can be much more productive with the space that we have. And you don't need to use as much water. You don't need to use any fertilizers, all kinds of wonderful things. So it would be smart if communities can kind of focus on that. And then we wouldn't have all of the negative effects when it comes to, you know, bringing crops from wherever they are to your local community. Saves on transportation and emissions.
Yeah, and I would hope that schools are doing the same thing, starting in grade school all the way up through high school. I know some schools do. I don't know how widespread that is. But get them when they're young, you know, kindergarten, first, second grade, and then they're born into it.
And they appreciate the fruit. I mean, John knows this with his grandchildren that, you know, when you give them something they grew and they taste, they appreciate
that
more.
They get excited.
They'll eat a carrot where normally they wouldn't,
right?
Kind of a thing.
Say, hey, you grew that. That is your carrot.
Yeah.
Eat it.
I remember visiting a few schools in Texas, and for their science classes, they had you went out into their little farm area. And they had beds where they were growing vegetables. They had chicken coops where they were raising chickens, getting the eggs from there. And otherwise, kids aren't exposed to that.
No. Yeah.
You know, so what you're saying, it's not just tractors and barns anymore.
No. No, definitely not, right?
You know, Tiger's too young to remember, but do you remember, Brian, when you would go to the supermarket, the only food available was whatever was in season.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it, of course.
You weren't buying apples in say,
December.
April. Yeah. No, December you were because they harvested them and they held them over.
Right.
But in April, once the season was gone, you weren't getting them. And blueberries and any kind of berry was only during that picking season.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't bringing them in from the Southern Hemisphere.
You know, for the most part, that's true with strawberries still, isn't it? In stores, unless they're frozen, fresh strawberies?
I don't know. I feel
still very seasonal. Do you see them all year?
Yeah. I see them all year.
Do you? Okay.
Because they ship them. I mean, you see on the fruit nowadays coming from Guatemala, coming from Spain, coming from wherever it is. So where they have opposite seasons as us,
where it's spring versus winter versus summer versus fall.
Yeah.
You know, like the Southern Hemisphere right now going into their fall and winter months. We're getting ready for summer coming up. So.
Yeah.
But one of the problems with that is that the breeders start to breed fruits and vegetables for their shipping quality, not for their flavor. It's whatever's going
to hold
up. How
long can this last? Hold up, right?
Exactly.
That's what happened to the avocado. They narrowed it down to like two varieties when there was hundreds of varieties of avocado, and it's because none of them shipped well because they had thin skin.
All right, that's going to do it for hour number one. Hour two coming up at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us. We'd love to hear more from you as far as 855-424-9825 in terms of calling us with your questions or comments. And obviously the best way, Facebook Live, questions, comments right there on Facebook. We'll get to you as quickly as possible. We've got news coming up on many of these stations. Those of you in San Diego, the replay today at 2 p.m. on AM 740. We're back at 6 minutes after.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.